You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Somebody's gonna get a free basic birth chart reading for the month of May. Right after I finish this podcast episode, I am writing our What's New and Good newsletter to send to your inbox at midnight tonight, since you'll wake up and hear this on Monday. And someone gets a free reading, because every month I give away a free basic birth chart reading to anybody who is subscribed to our newsletter. That's it. You don't have to do nothing but just subscribe. So go to lightworkers-lounge.com. and subscribe to our newsletter. A little pop-up should appear, or scroll to the bottom of the page and pop your email address in there. Verify that you are not AI or a robot, so we know it's you getting this, and you'll get 4 emails a month. And we're going to find out tomorrow who wins the free reading for the month of May. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. I'm your host and astrologer, Stephanie Powers, and happy Taurus season. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this sign, Taurus, I do suggest stopping here and listening to the previous episode about Taurus season, what it means and what to expect, because all in this episode, we are going to talk about where you might be a late bloomer, but then it's luxurious. What area of life, based off of your rising sign, you may have to be a little patient. You may have to just wait your turn. You may look to your left and look to your right at your peers and your friends and your family, and your community, and say, well, everybody else is achieving this, or everybody else has hit that milestone. What's wrong with me? This is Taurus in your birth chart. Now, if you're listening to this and you're kind of new to astrology, you might be saying, well, I'm not going to get anything out of this podcast episode because I don't have Taurus in my chart. None of my planets are in Taurus. Well, just because you may not have any planets or placements in Taurus does not mean that Taurus isn't in your chart. Every single one of the 12 zodiac signs rules a piece of your chart. That's right. We all have a flavor of each of the 12 zodiac signs within the chart of our soul's blueprint, our birth chart, whether we have planets in that sign or not. And this is where those 12 pie slices, the houses, come into play. So it's really good to see the circle, to look at the houses. And each house has a ruler. And the ruler all depends on your rising sign. Your rising sign will always be your first house ruler. And then the next sign is your second house ruler. And the next sign is your third house ruler. And so on and so forth. So Taurus rules a part of your chart, no matter if you have planets in this sign or not. And this is the area of life where money or low self-worth may hold you back from fulfilling and really lighting up this area of life. So if it's your first house of self, you may really struggle and be a late bloomer in terms of stepping into your power and your individuality. If Taurus rules your seventh house of marriage and love, you might marry later in life. If Taurus rules your fifth house of children and fertility, you may have children later in life in your 30s or 40s, right? So it's very important before you dive into this episode to know what area of your birth chart is ruled by Taurus. This is why it's so important to invest in at least one professional birth chart reading so that an astrologer can tell you, hey, Taurus rules your third house, and this is what it means. So, Taurus in the chart, where are you a late bloomer? But if you're patient, this area of life can be very luxurious, and it could be the area of life that earns you money. These are all Taurus qualities. So, again, we're going to go by the rising sign, and the rising sign can only be calculated with the exact time of birth. There are people who it's not chart resurrections, maybe it is. There's some astrologers that specialize in asking you like these high mileage questions about past dates to get a feel for what your rising sign might be. So I did try to get one of those on the podcast for us, but she went on vacation for a whole summer and then we just lost touch. But I should... You know, my Taurus rising, I should put more effort into it. Sometimes I wonder if you guys memorize my chart, and then when you hear me say horoscopes for my own life, if you're like, ah, I wonder if she's feeling that. Yes, I am. So let's dive in. We're going to start with Aries rising, one of the rarest rising signs. If you are an Aries rising, then Taurus rules your second house. And this is the house of Taurus. So if you're an Aries rising, you may tie your value to your bank account a little too much or overspend the money you earn, buying things that will increase your self-value and your sense of self-worth. But in the end, we're just materialistic and not really doing the real inner work, right? Sometimes my Aries risings can work somewhere where they're overworked and underpaid in an all male dominant industry where they really have to be masculine and know their self-worth and have self-confidence. But once my Aries risings iron this out, they tend to enjoy a lot of money and they're very timeless with the things they buy, classic luxury items that come in. So if you're an Aries rising, Taurus rules your second house. You may be slow to see the cash flow, or you're quick with it. You're slow to learn how to manage it and invest it properly. Sometimes my Aries rising, since Taurus rules their second house, can be slow to learn the value in non-materialistic things, realizing that it does not take much to be happy. It's all an inside job. Taurus risings. That's me. Taurus rules your first house of self. These are my people who are slow to start. They are very slow to start with new beginnings. Often when Taurus or Scorpio, we'll get to you guys, rule the first house, you clench and hold on tight to relationships, marriages, business partnerships, friendships, family members. You hold on to these things with such tenacity that your intuition and your physical body knows, I've got to let this go. Like, I need to have a fresh start, but I just won't. These are my people who work years at a job that drives them crazy for the financial security, but also for the sense of familiarity. So if you're a Taurus rising, you have to work on not stalling, on starting new beginnings. Start new things, right? Don't wait until the world, the universe just pushes you off the cliff to go. Make it easy and just start yourself, right? Sometimes Taurus rising, since Taurus rules your first house, may have their physical health, their physical body, health, strength. They may be more athletic and fit later in life than they were when they had their youth and their teens and 20s. Taurus risings, you are where the money comes in, because this is the first house of self. You can either earn money through sharing your body, and I don't mean that in a promiscuous way. This could be like you're a fitness instructor, or maybe you are a model, because Taurus rising is ruled by Venus. It's a beautiful sign. But this is normally you sharing your story, whether you teach your story, whether you share your story in a book, but it's the house of you. That's how money comes in. Gemini risings. Taurus rules your 12th house of all things unseen, the subconscious. So you could be a late bloomer with mastering unconditional love for people, mastering your subconscious mind, Gemini risings. You may go years without realizing how the subconscious story that you are telling yourself is keeping you locked in your own prison. My Gemini risings may go years and they're so smart with this rising sign that they may take in all this information, take, without realizing that they are the root of their own problem and their lack of action. This is Taurus's word, just start, just take action, is preventing them from finding freedom and peace, grounding stability in that 12th house of mental health, all things unseen. Later in life, once you figure this out, being a spiritual or a mental health professional may bring you a lot of money. Cancer risings. Taurus rules your 11th house of friendships and community and your hopes and dreams. So Cancer risings, you may be a late bloomer with realizing your hopes and dreams. You could be a late bloomer with finding good quality friends that you just feel comfortable and accepted with. You guys could be the ones who figure out later that you become the people you are with. So make sure you have high values and standards for the community and the friends that you surround yourself with. Networking and social circles later in life, once you master this lesson, are usually where the money comes in, Cancer Risings. So make sure you set those high standards and high values. And just when you feel like I'm alone, my values are too high, maybe I need to soften the edges a bit, but you don't, and the right people come in. You're a networking machine. And through that network, that social circle, you have a lot of money coming in. Taurus. My Leo risings. Taurus rules your 10th house of career and direction in life. So you may be a late bloomer with your career and figuring out your purpose, what you want to do. The number one question we all seek out astrology, right? What's my purpose? What is my divine duty and destiny in this lifetime? Take a look at your 10th house. Leo risings, Taurus rules that 10th house of yours. And so figuring out your direction in life may take you a little bit longer than the average person, and your climb to fame may be slower than most, but it won't come with a fall from grace, meaning you work so hard to become well-known in your industry or purpose of choice, but you get it and you stick with it, and you worked so hard, and it was so worth it, and you learned a lot along the way, especially in terms of patience, that once you get it, it's yours to keep. It doesn't slip through your fingers. Once you have the fame, you know how to handle it. Once you have the money, you know how to handle it. Leo risings, the 10th house is also the house of our relationship to masculinity, be it our father or the male figure that raised us, or the masculinity within yourself. So when Taurus rules our 10th house, meaning we're a Leo rising, we may be overly masculine and push people away, or we may really struggle with being assertive and tapping into the masculinity that we all have within us. Sometimes if you are close with your father, this could be really hard to let him go, or you're very attached to him. Other times he really influences you for better or for worse in your career path, but you need to learn to branch out and be an individual, not rely on him for money or financial advice. You know, these are all Taurian things, but be a leader in the 10th house area of life, masculinity, your direction in life, and your career. Have patience with it, Leo rising. Try many different things. Have fun with it. You'll know. You'll know when you found that thing. Virgo risings. Taurus rules your 9th house of higher education, international travel, your belief system. So you may take a while to figure out what your beliefs are outside of everyone you know. Do your friends believe in something, but you truly don't, but you want to be accepted, so you go along with the flow? Let's just, you know, Virgo rising, you're here to bring structure to chaos. And sometimes when you disagree with people, you can elicit chaos to emotionally immature people, right? Virgo risings, you may take longer to graduate from a university. You may go back to school later in life. You may be cautious of international travel or tell yourself you can't afford it, big Taurian themes, but Virgo rising, your treasure chest could be buried overseas. I love when I wrote that. It's like, they're going to dig this. So Virgo risings, warm up. You may be a late bloomer when it comes to traveling internationally, leaving your home base. You may look at university and college and say, I would love to. I have a dream of doing this, but everyone around me tells me we don't have the money for that. But that is their belief system, right? If your parents or those you love tell you, good luck paying for that, we don't have the money for that. Whatever it is, be it university or travel or something else, is that their belief or is that yours? Do you believe that where there's a will, there's a way? And if you want to take your dream international trip, you can do it. You can spend it and the money will return. Do you believe that you can go to university and you will find a way to fund it? Virgo risings, you need to detach from the belief systems of your family of origin, your friends that you grew up with, to get anchored in your truth. Libra risings. Taurus rules your 8th house. And I know Taurus and Scorpio have a knack for holding a grudge and being stubborn, but if Libra is your rising sign, you may hold a grudge longer than any Scorpio you know. Why? Because this is the house of Scorpio, the 8th house of death and rebirth and transformation. So Libra risings, you may be a late bloomer in understanding that you have everything you need to release the past. Your rebound time from trauma or crisis could be very slow. But Libra rising, you're here to experience peace and balance in your life and your relationships. And remember, the sense of peace will be so worth just letting it go. Sometimes when Taurus rules our eighth house, we may struggle to pay off debt or have a lot of debt, or we take a while to receive an inheritance from someone or something that we are owed to. I've seen this with Taurus ruling the eighth house, but ultimately, Libra rising, you may struggle with finances early on, but all's well that ends well. When you learn patience, when you learn showing up, even when it feels boring at that job, but you save the money, you pay off the debt, you could get a windfall of money from that experience, the lessons that came with that experience. Scorpio risings. Well, this is an interesting one. An angular house. Taurus rules your seventh house of love and marriage. So, of course, you could be a late bloomer in love. Usually because of quite intense experiences with intimacy, making you slow to trust another person, or you continuously outgrow people you fall in love with, right? When Taurus rules the seventh house, we take love seriously. This is that axis where I was saying with Taurus rising, Scorpio risings are the same way. They do not leave anything fast. They are the ones who very much usually find success in marriage and partnerships because they understand that it's peaks and valleys. It takes patience. Guys, I was at the dog park the other day, and there was this woman who was probably in her 80s, 70s, 80s. She was old. And we were just chatting, and I love meeting elders. I think they are so full of wisdom that I just want to tap into. And she had mentioned that her and her husband have been together for 43 years. And I said, okay, I know it's different for everyone, but what is your secret sauce? And as that most people do, they just take a deep breath. Everybody, literally everybody I ask this to, including some of you guys who are listening to this and have been in marriages for 10, 15, 20 years, you always go, well, every single one of you and every single person I ask out in the wild, they always started off with, well, and how symbolic is that? The body language in that. That is them going back in their mind and replaying and reiterating all the fights, all the breakups, all the pain, all the struggle, all the chapters where the relationship was totally imbalanced. It was fair for one and not fair for them. And then it switched, and all the deaths and the births and the family drama and the financial struggles, you know, the things that we all have, health problems that we have to take care of each other with, insecurities we all come with. I see it when they take that deep breath and go, I don't know. But this woman said, you know, year 17, it's funny she remembered it. She's got to be a Virgo. Year 17, we got the papers and we signed them and we were ready to go. But we didn't. We had patience. She used the word patience, so maybe she's a Taurus. We had patience and we stuck it out. And I said, well, why? What happened? She said, well, we had all of our kids, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and he was working to financially afford it, and he was just never, ever home. So I was mom and dad, and I lost myself, and I was tired. And then I lost my dad. He passed away, and that was just it for me. And I said, I'm done. I'm out of here. But she said, patience is what saw them through. And just a few days ago, I watched them take off with their two dogs and their motorhome and their truck and waved goodbye as they continued on their journey. And she said, I love the motorhome life. It's amazing. I wish I did this when I was younger. You can save money. You have freedom. You meet so many cool people coming in and out of the motorhome park. And she just tapped me on the shoulder and said, you're doing it right, girl. So it was amazing. But this is that Scorpio Taurus axis. She's probably a Scorpio or a Taurus rising with a Virgo moon, if I were to guess her chart. But she stuck it out. She stuck it out, even when they got to the point where they said, here's the papers, here's my signature, now who's bringing it into the courthouse to submit and make it official? And then they sat there and said, well, you. Well, I'm not. Well, you are. They had patience. Well, okay, let's wait it out. And it worked. Right? So Scorpio risings, Taurus rules your seventh house. You may continuously outgrow people. You are the sign of transformation. So, you know, I think being in relationships, because I was in a 10-year one. I've been with JL for 5 years, going on 6. Clearly a lifer over here. It's, you have to continuously accept that you fall in and out of love. Have patience for the moments where you're like, oh man, this is hard, because it always comes back. And of course, I am a prior divorcee. Sometimes it doesn't come back. And it is one of the hardest pills to swallow if you've got Taurus and Scorpio on here, or Taurus ruling one of those houses for you, to let go. To accept that the last act of unconditional love is releasing each other to go find better suited partners. It's breaking someone's heart and getting your heart broken are very neck and neck. It hurts. It sucks. Sometimes my Scorpio risings may marry into wealth, or partnership increases their money and their self-value, since Taurus rules their 7th house. Sagittarius risings. Taurus rules your 6th house of health, daily routine, pets. You guys could be late bloomers with figuring out what daily routine brings you strength and health. You guys usually crave a farm or living on land with just having a big backyard with fruit trees and gardens or growing your own food, but you're very slow to accept this fact that you can have the travel, the fun, the city life, and the farm life too. You may struggle to lose weight sometimes with Taurus ruling the 6th house, or you may struggle with sticking with a healthy routine or a strict workout. With this placement, train your taste buds to enjoy healthy food. It takes time, but over time, when you are repetitive with it, like switching from milk chocolate to dark chocolate, when you're so used to those Hershey's, Twix, Kit Kat bars, and then you try healthy dark chocolate that's like 80% or higher cacao, you're like, oh, this is so sour and bitter. But if you just tell yourself, okay, well, I'll work my way up slowly. I'll go from milk chocolate to 50% dark, and then I'll go from 50 to 60. And then once I like that, I'll go to 60 to 70, da, 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 until you're eating straight cacao nibs and it's delicious. This is the Taurus ruled 6th house, right? And hey, Sagittarius risings, I'm just saying, doing yard work and gardening and farming, it's some pretty hard labor. Wink, wink, there's your workout routine. Whenever Taurus rules like the 1st house or the 6th house, the big health exercise houses, I always say, you can go to the gym, especially if you go to the gym at the same time every day, you do 20 minutes on the elliptical, 20 minutes on the treadmill, and you have your set routine. Works out great for you. But if you really want results, include nature. Go on hikes, go on walks in parks where you don't run into too many people. This is a walk on the beach early, early in the morning or late at night where there's not many people. And you can just ground those senses in nature. You'll be addicted and you'll go back and people will be admiring. How do you always show up and work out? And you're like, I just love it. I just feel so good. Capricorn risings. Taurus rules your 5th house of fertility, children, creativity. You, of course, you may have kids later in life or not feel ready to be a present parent until much later in life. Capricorn risings, you may avoid the wounded inner child in yourselves until later in life. May struggle with the vulnerability it takes to be creative and put your creativity out there. You might tell yourself stories like, I'm not good enough, so why even create? To be vulnerable and write poetry or paint or dance. Dancing, moving your body is so hard for many adults to do. And that breaks my heart. I'm always the one that if someone drives by, play music, or if we walk by and there's music, I can't help it. It just, music takes over. And JL, Mr. Virgo, is always like, you like have no fear. If there's a good song in the grocery store, you'll just be boom, shaking them hips. How can you not? But it took me a while to realize, oh, of course, this could be my Sagittarius in me. But that's a very vulnerable thing for people to do, to shake their hips and move their body. Right? It's expressing yourself, how you feel on your body. And that's not easy for everyone to do. So Capricorn risings, is that you? Right? Sometimes my Capricorn risings tell themselves, I don't have enough money to spend on creative hobbies. What? Going to Hobby Lobby and spending $100 just on paint and a canvas? And like, why would you do that if you're not selling it and making the money back? They don't realize, wait, I can invest in me just having fun. I can just go on a trip with outbringing my work stuff and just enjoy myself?
Yes.
Yes, you can, Capricorn risings. And I highly encourage it. Aquarius risings. Taurus rules your fourth house of home. You may be a late bloomer and recognizing how your family of origin affects you right now. You may be late in starting your own family, if you even do at all. You might be the ones who say, I didn't have kids because have you seen how much groceries cost? No, thank you. I want to live in a nice, clean house, or I want to have pets and I want to buy them lots of things. I don't want to spend money on kids. No, thanks. Or they say, I don't want to have kids because I was never able to forgive and forget what my family put me through. And I just know myself. I imagine I will put my children through that. So no, not for me. These could, Aquarius risings, you could be people who hold on stubbornly to past wounds from your family. You gotta let it go. You could be late in releasing family patterns and may not even realize you're acting like your mom. You're acting like your grandma, your dad, your siblings. You may buy a home or land later in life or take a while to find that dream home where you feel accepted. You feel like you have a community in this place and your home feels like uniquely like yours. You may be stubborn or really attached to your mother, your grandmother, your sister, or whatever female figure growing up was really prominent in your life. Either you're holding a grudge against them or you're just very, very attached to them. And of course, we're wrapping it up with Pisces rising, the number one rarest rising sign. You guys could be a late bloomer in learning to say no. Taurus rules your third house of communication, teaching, speaking, writing, but also your siblings. So Pisces, you might connect with your siblings and form a great relationship with them later in life. Perhaps when you were growing up, there was a lot of sibling rivalry, or you just felt in some way it's unfair. My parents value my sister more than me, and they made it obvious. Or they really value my older brother because he's the only son, and they made it very obvious. So you could be a late bloomer and connecting with your siblings later in life and just appreciating them for who they are and letting go of the childhood you had with them. Or you are a late bloomer and learning to verbally stand up for yourself, learning that people want to hear what you have to say. They want to learn what you have to teach. In fact, you could be a wonderful down-to-earth teacher where people feel so safe and understood in your presence. You know, I think what makes a great teacher is patience. It's having patience for when people constantly say, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And you explain it and they still say, I still don't get it. That's such a Taurus thing. I don't get it, right? Taurus is the sign that'll constantly ask questions. I don't get it. Can you explain it one more time? Ugh, I still don't get it. Can you explain it from a different angle? These are my Taurian people, right? Especially my Taurus sun children. Why, how, who, what, where? You have to have patience with them. The beauty in this is once they get it, they got it. And they are some of the most smartest, like photogenic memory, intelligent kiddos and future adults that you will ever meet. So Pisces, when Taurus rules your third house, you've got that secret sauce. When it comes to having patience with listening to people, being non-reactive when they're communicating, but also in being a teacher or a communicator yourself. This could be the area of life that brings you a lot of money. I forgot to mention that for my Aquarius risings, your fourth house ruled by Taurus, you could inherit money from family or psychology or working with the past could be where you earn money. In Capricorn risings, you guys could be my famous actors, singers, dancers, poets, writers when you tap into your creativity. Sometimes working with children, whether you have your own or not, but working with children can bring you money. So Pisces rising, back to you. Lastly, sometimes it takes a while to be able to put words to exactly how you feel, but practice, practice, repetitive. It's okay if people say, I don't understand. Keep trying. You have such a gift with the imagination. It's just bringing the imagination to the mouth and putting it out there. That will be your gift, but practice will make perfect. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. I got to go start the email. Please go sign up. Lightworkers-lounge.com to sign up for our newsletter, to book a professional reading with me. We will dive into your chart. If you want to know and dive more into, if this really piqued your curiosity on what area of life you may be a late bloomer, come see me. When you sign up for a birth chart reading, you write in the intake form, I ask you, what do you want to learn about? What do you want to focus on? Is it love? Is it purpose? Just tap into there. I want to know what area of life I'm a late bloomer and how I can cultivate patience to enjoy, right, the luxurious part of this area of life as it ages like fine wine in my birth chart. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you on the next episode. Happy May!